This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts. Joy.
Well, bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre on Joy 94.9.
Joy. Hello and welcome to Well. It's brought to you every Tuesday from midday, live, of course.
Woo!
I'm Carlos, my co-host today, Adam and Jesse. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And thanks to Gassman for the morning show. How are we today, guys?
Pretty good. The weather's all right.
It's actually lovely today. And I am paneling for the first time. So, you know, if any hiccups, I do apologize.
Send us an email. Let us know.
Yes.
Well, we talk about topics that relate to the GLBTI community, all about sex, health and well-being. And Adam, can you tell everyone what's planned for the week on Well Show?
There is a plethora of things. That's just for you, Tex. There's a plethora of things that we've got going on today's show. So we're going to be talking about the Down and Dirty Weekend. So it's a chock-a-block couple of days of free forums and workshops and also different social events designed for the sexually adventurous men community, which we will be sort of delving into a little bit further.
Mm, indeed. So, yes, we are going to be talking to with Saro BJ from Eagle Leather. And Andrew from Vic Leather. Now, if you want to, of course, participate in the conversation, as you normally can do, well.
Yes, you can. Please get involved in the conversation somehow. Send us a question or message us, or if you like us, you know, let us know anything. But you can like us on Facebook /well joy, or you can call 1-300-JOY-949. Or please send us an email at onair@joy.org.au. And I think that's all I'm going to mention for now.
Well, you can also SMS at 0427JOY949.
Oh, yeah.
Because we get the SMS and the emails directly here in the studio, which is absolutely fantastic.
So exactly.
If you want to ask us a direct question or, you know.
Or even if you just wanted to shout out to our lovely guests or any of our hosts, you are most welcome.
Exactly, yeah. I'm sure.
Now, Adam, you
Anthony will send himself an email about himself. Yeah. But we love you, Anthony.
Because he sounds very cute, you know. So he thinks.
Adam, you might like a bit of trivia about the next song, don't you?
I do like a bit of trivia about the next song.
Yeah, like it was Australia number 11 in July 1988.
What? You could use that in your next Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you know. They might pull out that question.
Yeah.
How old do you people think I am?
Well.
So, hi, Andrew, and welcome to the show. So, what role do you play in Vic Leather? And that's not a pun, by the way.
Okay. I'm the vice president of Vic Leather. Been with the organization since the beginning, so we're 4 years in now. I'm vice president. Or the Veep. I like to call myself the Veep.
The Veep. Oh, I love that show.
So do I.
So, how did you get into it?
I was invited to become part of the just a discussion group basically from Nathan Neeson. He's the one who put this all together 4 years ago. He invited a bunch of people from the community who were in the leather community, went to a lot of leather events, and so I just pulled a bunch of people together just for a discussion, and that's how I became a part of it.
And so apart from being part of Vic Leather's committee, you're also a part of the Sexually Adventurous Men Action Group.
Yes.
Can you explain a little bit about that group and sexually adventurous men, I guess, in general, if nobody's heard that term before?
Yeah, sure. So the Sexually Adventurous Men group, or the action group that we have, again, is very similar to how Vic Leather got started, and Carlos pulled a bunch of people together, I suppose, who he thought were sexually adventurous men. So thank you for that recommendation, Carlos.
I wouldn't mind that title.
I was quite honoured. So we pulled a bunch of people together just to talk about some of the issues that are going on in our, well, I won't say in our community, but amongst sexually adventurous men. So it's a group of people similar to myself from different different areas of the gay community who enjoy having adventurous sex.
Indeed. So basically the SAM Action Group will give me some sort of guidance to what to do next in the SAM project.
So
So, yeah.
So, Andrew, why do you think it's important for Vic Leather as a group to get involved and support events like Down and Dirty Weekend?
I think it's important for our organisation to get involved because we're promoting safe, sensual, and consensual play. And it's great to promote it because there's a lot of people out there like don't really. There's a lot of information floating out there. Mm-hmm. And so it's great to kind of run some of these workshops to kind of clarify.
Yeah, and just give accurate, important information.
Exactly.
Hey? Yeah.
So, like, everyone has access to the internet, so they can go online and read. But, you know, we're not sure if that's credible sources or anything like that. So actually putting on these workshops and giving people some guidance, really, from other people in the community who've been through some things. I think it's important, and I'm really happy to be a part of it and for our organisation to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's great. Oh, thanks, Andrew. I just want to say hello to BJ as well.
Hey, how are you?
He's quiet as a mouse there. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. So can you just start by telling us what is SADO? Or what does it stand for? What do people use that word for?
It's normally used in combination with masochism.
Mm-hmm.
So we have sadomasochism. Sado comes from the French writer Marquis de Sade. And he wrote about books about receiving pleasure from inflicting pain. Now, when it's used in combination with masochism comes from Leopold von Sacher-Masoch. And he wrote Venus in Furs. That's his most famous piece that he's known for. And he wrote about the pleasure derived from having pain inflicted on yourself.
Yeah.
It could be physical, it could be emotional.
Or yeah, and you usually say these go hand in hand.
They're normally termed together as a combination.
But in terms of individuals, it's quite common to find them leaning more to one side or the other, right?
Generally, or you can take both roles as well. Yeah, we have switches or versatiles.
Yeah.
But yeah, some people have like a certain percentage, they might be 20-30%. Masochist or the rest, sadistic.
Yeah.
But these terms come from, Sado comes from the term sadism, which is Marquis de Sade. The interesting thing is that with Marquis de Sade, what he wrote about was mainly the unconsensual act of receiving pleasure from inflicting pain, whereas Leopold von Sacher-Masoch wrote about the consensual act. So it's kind of important that we hear a lot of times people use the term sadist in the media and we associate it with a negative side of things. But it's important to kind of really state that, you know, when we engage in sadomasochistic activities, that there always should be consensual.
Absolutely.
So do you think that the sado side cannot exist without the masochism side?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I think that we've all got a little bit of both in us, you know, to some degree. I mean, if we explore that and lead ourselves open to certain areas, sometimes we shut ourselves off from certain things because of we've been conditioned by society's views in some ways. And I find that the more that you explore and more yourself allowed open, you surprise yourself like so much by what you can be into, you know.
And so, Sado BJ, did you give yourself that nickname or was that nickname given to you?
BJ was actually a nickname that was given to me from working at Eagle Leather. And it originally started from when we'd have communication sheets. Everyone would write BJ, then they started calling me BJ. Then everyone started to refer to me as BJ. Sado, I kind of took because I used to perform and I used to do like stage shows and things like that. And I kind of needed to have a nickname rather than, you know, just BJ. So I kind of combined Sado and BJ together because I thought that...
Sorry, I missed that. So your nickname is Sado BJ?
Yes, that's correct.
Whoa, cool. I didn't know that.
It's got a bit of a nice tone to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of see myself as, even though I'm sadistic, I'm not your traditional sadist, you know, like a lot of the stage shows, I would end up coming out on the bottom a lot of the time or be made to look very pathetic. So I kind of thought combining those two together, like it was only my version of it, so I called myself Sado BJ.
That's great.
But then I no longer perform, but it's still kind of stuck.
Yeah.
And BJ, why do you think it's important for, because you're obviously from Eagle Leather, so why do you think it's important from Eagle Leather as a business to get involved with the SAM project and support events like the Down and Dirty Weekend?
I think that Eagle Leather has a unique kind of advantage in some ways. We're able to reach a lot of people. especially for our website. We've had phone orders from all like incredibly remote places in Australia. We've had phone orders from satellite phones, and you know what I mean, like it's incredible the places.
Like gear and equipment and outfits type thing. Is that what you
Sorry?
Mean? What kind of orders are you talking about?
Oh, like for any, all things, whether it be clothing,
props,
whether it be toys, yep, and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, we, with our online store, we're able to reach so many like remote places. And some of these places, they don't have the luxury of living in a city where it's financially viable to host workshops,
yeah,
or have the education. So from a safety point of view, I think it's also a duty, like we're in a position where we can actually expose people,
mm-hmm,
to how to engage in these activities safely.
Yeah.
So as a duty, you know, we should be doing that. And
absolutely.
This is what's great. So we can direct, on the front page of our website, we have a link to the Down and Dirty website.
Great.
So people, if they're interested in our products, they can learn how to do it safely and get the right advice. From a business side of things as well, you know, promoting events like the Down and Dirty Weekend,
mm-hmm,
we get to expose already some of our customers, or maybe customers that could be in the future.
Yeah.
They're exposed to a whole array of activities that they may not, as I was talking about before, you may not be into it right now, but they come along to a class, learn a bit about it, and then they decide that that's their kink.
Yeah, and, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we will definitely plug that website again later, so if people wanted to go and check it out and they can maybe see what you've got there, we can mention that again. We'll be right back. Next is...
Well, 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 on Joy 94.9.
This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9, and today we're talking with BJ from Eagle Leather and Andrew from Vic Leather. We're talking everything about the Down and Dirty Weekend. Now, Andrew, Vic Leather is going to facilitate some of the forums that we're having, the free forums that we're having on the weekend of the Down and Dirty Weekend. You're going to be facilitating.
I am indeed.
One of them.
A little bit nervous.
It is around drug use.
Yes.
So what is the approach going to be?
I think the approach is going to be, I'd really like to take it to an educational approach. The media seem to love, talking about like drug use in the community at the moment, and they turn it into, like, once they turn it into an event, It's sensationalized almost. The approach I want to take is more from an educational point of view. How to identify things for people out there who don't have a lot of experience with taking drugs and having sex. What are some of the things you might want to know about, or how to identify, or just things to know. So more from an educational point of view of how to look for things.
So it's going to be a lot of conversation happening between the panel.
Definitely.
If you want.
I'm going to draw on some of my personal experiences and some of the experiences I've had certainly out there in the community, mm-hmm, some of the experiences that my friends have gone through. So basically from a first person perspective, but also from like a third person perspective, whereas I can talk about circumstances where I've had to help people who've been in certain situations that they didn't know how to get themselves out of, and certainly circumstances I've found myself in. Cautionary tales, really, from my experiences and from those around me.
And I believe porn celebrities Derek Caber and Jesse Jackman will be sharing some of their experiences, I guess.
Indeed, I'm really looking forward to meeting those guys. I follow them closely on, they're very active on social media.
And very excited about it as
oh
well.
Oh my God, they blog very quite regularly. I think, I'm not sure if they were at IML this year, I'm not sure, but they certainly go to a lot of the major events, a lot of the leather events around the States. They're amazing porn stars.
Yeah, like, I know, I'm so excited. I won't be able to get to hang out at lots of the events because... You know, it's lots of them are men only, but I will definitely get to meet them outside.
You can come to the forums; they're men.
I will actually, yeah, I'll definitely will come to some of the forums, so I'll see you there.
Excellent.
I know a lot of people. Well, I personally think that education and being informed with the right information is definitely the way we should be going if we wanted to take care of our own sexual health and well-being. But some people could possibly say that giving a space to discussion around drugs to take place somehow glamorizes drug use. Do you agree? Why and why not?
Well, it's hard to talk about drug use, when I say without glamorizing it, I'm certainly not going to glamorize it. It happens. It's a matter of fact, and it's not going to stop happening. So the way I want to approach is that I don't want to glamorize it. I don't want to promote it. But at the same time, I want to make sure that people leave informed. I'm going to be really careful not to be from a promotional point of view. So I'd like to share my experiences and have them people like. Drug taking, there's elements to it. There's good and bad. And yeah. I will be approaching it from a very, a very neutral point of view. We'll try hard not to promote it, but also try and let people leave with some education.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we want people to be safe and be informed to make the right decisions.
Exactly. I want them to know if they're thinking about it or if they've done it, how to do it safely.
Absolutely.
And so obviously with these drug forums, when, where, how, what, when, why, how much, how do people find out all this information if there's workshops going on left, right and centre?
Okay, so you can find them through our Facebook page, but also by going to the Down and Dirty website, which is www.vac.org.au/DND Weekend.
And we will mention that just before, again after this, so you guys will remember.
I've missed my favourite show on Joy. What do I do? What do I do?
Podcasters to battle!
Joy podcasters fight on tirelessly to bring you the best bits of every show. So if you've missed something recently on Joy, don't worry. Our podcasters have your back. Head to joy.org.au and click on the podcast tab or look us up on iTunes. Podcasters on Joy 94.9 fighting tirelessly for your listening pleasure.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9 and today we're talking to Sado BJ from Eagle Leather and Andrew Lovett from Vic Leather about the Down and Dirty Weekend. And I think just towards the end, we just had a quick mention of our very special guests, the two porn stars, Dirk Kaber and Jesse Jackman, who are coming, which is pretty exciting.
So, BJ, of course, it's not the first time that I go running to you for help when it comes to Down and Dirty or guidance. And it's not the first time that we have partnered in delivering actually workshops.
That's right, yeah.
So how many workshops are actually you facilitating on this Down and Dirty Weekend?
I'm presenting two classes. The first one's Electric Sex, which is an introduction to electric sex. There what I do is I actually go through a lot of the the devices that are on the market, the source boxes, the electrodes that come with them. And then I talk about the basic principles of using electric sex. A lot of people, when they hear electric sex, they straight away think of an electric zap. They're like, when they see the toys, they think you're going to get some type of electric shock. It's actually not always that way.
So a lot of this please explain to us, if it's not an electric zap, then what else have you got going on?
The best way that I could describe it is if you've ever been to a physiotherapist and you've used what they call TENS pads. And what TENS pads are, they put two pads on your flesh and it contracts the tissue. And it almost feels like you've got a deep vibration that's running deep into your flesh.
Oh.
Now, what you can do is, like with electricity in general, is that you have two points of contact. So you have one pole and you have the other pole, and the electricity, the current has to get from one pole to the other. Now, whatever is in between those two poles will be stimulated. For example, if it was a light globe, you know, if you go through a filament in the center of these two poles, it lights up and then you've got light. Now, if you put between those two poles, if you put, let's say, a penis in between those, then you're stimulating flesh. And then the flesh starts to contract and squirm. And the most popular combination, I've got to say, is actually running an electrical pulse through the penis and through the prostate gland and into the butt. And what a lot of guys can do through this is actually be able to come just by turning dials and knobs and things like that. Sorry, I'm hoping not be too graphic for lunchtime radio. You'll have to watch me because, you know, I've been in the adult industry for a while. Yeah.
No.
Everything starts to seem normal.
No, absolutely. This is great.
So the other workshop that you're actually delivering is Impact Play, Intro to Impact Play.
Introduction to Impact Play is about letting people know that there's other ways that we can use things like canes, crops, paddles, other than just for punishment. A lot of us, when we look at somebody receiving a spanking or a caning or being whipped, we straight away think bad slave or bad boy and they're being punished. And that's conditioning from when we're growing up. You know, if we got into trouble, we either got a smack, or, you know, if you're old enough to remember the cane in school, then you receive the cane. I know that in my age group that we had the cane in the office, but and it was kind of threatened that you'd get it, but legally they couldn't cane you.
Oh, so my goodness, I had the cane all the time.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
This was at home though, and oh, okay. This is, you know, Chinese families. It's different. I had the cane up until I was 12 years old, so I do remember the cane.
No, I was threatened with it a lot, but yeah. never got it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so
then
so cool.
We talk about different ways that we might use impact play, and the kind of reactions that we want to get from the submissive or the slave that we're playing with, whether we want to do it just for a pleasurable kind of euphoric feeling, whether we want to tap into endorphins.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be from an aggressive or mean or sadistic kind of place. It can be kind of mutually therapeutic in some ways.
Sure. So are these workshops mixed crowd? I know Carlos said some of them are... when you say mixed crowd, are we talking about male and female here, or are we just talking about from different walks of life?
All right. All the workshops are actually men only. However, the forums are mixed.
Oh, the forums. Well, I want to go to the workshops. Okay, great.
We do. Like, Eagle Lever runs mixed workshops other times throughout the year.
Well, we need to be in touch, BJ.
Yeah, totally.
And so, is there a real need to teach or share knowledge about best practices and minimizing risks within the BDSM community or curious people? And do you think the workshops are a good approach to do that? So, by seeing someone do something, will they kind of know? Or is it like you provide information around techniques and the complexities and minimizing risk and stuff like that?
When we come to, like, with the workshops that we're presenting here, like Introduction to Electric Sex, these are advanced forms of play. And with advanced forms of play, and there's a lot of safety precautions that need to be taken. Some things that you do with electric sex can actually result in death if you get it wrong.
For instance,
placement of electrodes across the heart, or you run an electric pulse through the heart, you interfere with the rhythm of the heart, and that could lead to death. One of the most common things that's kind of going around, I wish that sometimes porn had a thing like do not try these things at home, but there's some devices out there, like there's a violet wand, which is almost looks like a light globe that has electricity going through it. What, do you remember the scientists, they had the big glass bulbs and you put your fingers around it and
the electricity follows it. I know what you mean, the big
it's escaped me right now, but
I can't remember.
Everybody went to science works about. Everybody knows.
So imagine that, but it actually escapes the bulb and then you get a bit of an electric zap. Now in porn, you see some of these devices that have actually the electrodes or the globes can be inserted because they're not made of glass. They're made of an unbreakable kind of material that looks like glass. But then most of the violet ones are actually made in glass.
Nice.
So there's pornos out there showing people inserting what look like glass objects, and then people go out, buy a violet wand, and then they've got glass electrodes, and then they go off and try and insert these types.
Well, that's the kind of thing that you need to clarify against, and that, you know, safety and educating people, isn't it?
Exactly.
Because it really is good. Quite dangerous.
And that will be a good way of ending on the hospital as well.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And look, we're hosting a class on sounding. And I can tell you now, from working in adult shops, I've come across a lot of people have used, before they actually knew what sounds were, and that there were an actual device that you could use to go down the eye of the penis, they used all types of household objects to put down there. Mm. And I can tell you now, that can I think that all the listeners' knees have just banged together.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard that sound across the
Even for me.
But and that can be very dangerous, not only for urinary tract infections, you know, if it's not clean, you can lose objects as well. So this is why we need, these are advanced forms of play, and with this we need to take advanced precautions.
So this is Well, enjoy 94.9.
Here are some benefits you could gain by becoming a Joy 94.9 sponsor. Increase awareness of your product. Increase your customer base. Increase your profits so you can afford that new item you've had your eye on. You know the one I mean. Gregory sponsors Joy, and now his business is just peachy. Isn't that so, Gregory?
Yes, well, I've
had... Wonderful. Dial today. 1-300-JOY-949. Or send your mail electronically. sales@joy.org.au. That's AU as in AU. Sponsor Joy.
Pink at the Ink brings back good old-fashioned service and value to St Kilda every Saturday night, launching the 6th of June.
Located at the Inkerman Hotel, Pink at the Ink delivers three fantastic drag shows with the Showbags, along with the Campus Mix and Music in Melbourne. Doors open at 7pm with happy hour from 7 till 9. The first show, starring Amanda Munro, Jessica James and more, kicks off at 9:30pm.
Entry is free and you won't believe our drink prices.
Pink at the Ink. Check us out at pinkattheink.com. Proud Joy sponsor.
You don't have to travel too far to immerse yourself in the wonderful sights and sounds of Vietnam. Make O-Tao Vietnamese Cooking School your ultimate destination. O-Tao Cooking School, set in the heart of Melbourne's own Little Saigon on Victoria Street, Richmond, offers public cooking classes for all skill levels, where Chef Ha Nguyen shares the wonderful world of Vietnamese cooking with you one-on-one or in a group. Release your inner master chef at Joy sponsor O-Tao Vietnamese Cooking School. Find a class that suits you and book now at otaokitchen.com.au.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
On Joy 94.9.
Indeed, this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And today we've been talking about the Down and Dirty Weekend with Saru BJ from Eagle Leather and Andrew from Vic Leather. Now, this weekend of events and the following week wouldn't have been possible without the support of the Laird Circuit, Eagle Leather, Manhouse, Club 80, Hairs and Hyenas, Piercing HQ, Vic Leather. It's been massive putting it together, so thank you very much to all of the people that participated. Now, you can find everything about the workshops and the forums at vac.org.au/DND weekend. Thank you so much, Andrew and BJ, for coming along and having a time to us.
It's been very educational. I really liked it, actually.
And next time, next week, we're going to have Jesse Jackman, Dirk Kaber, and John Pendahl.
I know, in the flesh. Our stars studio. In the flesh are coming into the studio to have a chat with us.
And it's going to be a radiothon, so...
Woohoo! But just one last little plug. So the Melbourne Surge Water Polo Club, sponsored by VAC, are holding their rookies match this weekend, Sunday the 31st of May from 3pm at South Yarra Sports Centre. So come support the club's newest players in their debut match, and you can check them out in their speedos, I guess, as well, in the pool, followed by an after party at DT's, hosted by Miss Polly Filler. For more details, head to www.melbournesurge.org. So this has been... Well, well, well. Oh, my God.
I know. Everyone say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thanks for being with us. Well, we will be back next week.
Next week.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.